Hi, everybody. Today's Wednesday, June 18th, 2025, and our friend Professor Morandi is back with us. Welcome back, Professor.
Hi, Nima. Thank you very much for inviting me. Always a pleasure.
Professor, let's get started with the response of the Iranian Supreme Leader to what Donald Trump tried to somehow put pressure through his posts and on his social media, and he was trying to somehow put pressure on the people in Iran, on the public opinion. And he said that you have to leave Iran, evacuate Tehran. And then he said that unconditional surrender and the response from the Iranian Supreme Leader. What is the main message?
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologize. The internet is slow for security reasons. And I came here to Iranian radio and TV to use their internet because it's a bit better. So I hope people can understand what I say. Ayatollah Khamenei's response to this act of terrorism, because Trump's statement about Iranians leaving Tehran is an act of terrorism. This is a huge city with a population during the day, maybe up to, 13, 14, 15 million, and at night, maybe 10 million. I don't know the exact numbers, people could look it up. But the government, the administration, by the way, a few days ago, they allowed people to work from home, many people, many government employees, and people can use the opportunity to get leave. So a lot of people have left Tehran, and so it's less crowded than before. So after Trump spoke, it really didn't have any real impact. But in any case, it was an act of terror. And of course, the very fact that he's helping the Israelis carry out this war of aggression, which is completely unjustified, is itself a crime against humanity. But Ayatollah Khamenei's speech was effectively stating that he's very confident about the future, that Iran will not be intimidated, that Iran will not surrender by any means, and that if the United States strikes Iran, the harm that Iran will bring to the United States will be far greater than the harm that the United States can bring to Iran. And I think that's basically something that anyone who looks at the map of the Persian Gulf region can understand. The United States has tens of thousands of soldiers in the region, in bases across the Persian Gulf and tiny Arab family dictatorships. But also alongside that, you have these family dictatorships who would be complicit in any act of war against Iran. And that would make them legitimate targets. So the price of oil and gas would go sky high. And that would bring down the global economy and the US economy in particular. And I think Trump is already in deep trouble because we see that Americans are opposed to war. We see the MAGA camp is now divided and the opponents of war are turning against Trump. So if the Iranians hopefully hit very hard, and they will, as soon as Trump does anything, I think things will deteriorate very fast for Trump.
Professor, we know that Israel is attacking Tehran, and from the news that we are learning, they're attacking the police headquarters, ambulances, civilians, and recently with the new videos coming out of Iran, they targeted the Red Crescent building in Tehran. What can we learn from the attacks that Israel is doing in Tehran? What are the main goals? What are the main targets that they're attacking?
Well, this is a vicious regime. It has no red lines, and it has full support of the West, the collective West. And it just shows that the worst of humanity is basically in the West. Western regimes are the most ugly and uncivilized regimes on this planet. And the irony is that for so many decades, they've been pretending that they are the fruit of humanity while oppressing nations and crushing people across the world. The Israeli regime, as you pointed out, has bombed a Red Crescent building. Today, they bombed families in their automobiles in Isfahan. They murdered two families that were leaving the city in their cars, a pregnant woman whose baby was about to be born. She and her husband, and of course, the baby, unborn baby, were murdered. They bombed hospitals, as we know, we saw in Kerman Shah. They bombed civilian targets across the country. They're bombing privately owned factories. They're bombing shops. They have no sense of humanity. And of course, we shouldn't be surprised because this regime is carrying out as we speak, and we should not forget Gaza for a second. As we speak, they're carrying out a Holocaust in Gaza. And we see that every day they're slaughtering people who are seeking aid at these fake US aid centers. So every day we're seeing mass slaughter. Just yesterday, over 70 were killed, and they kill people with tank fire. These are the sort of monsters that we're dealing with. And Western journalists are completely quiet. Western mainstream journalists, they're quiet because they are implicated. They are complicit. They are part of this empire. They have no independence, and in order to have their good salaries, they will speak as they're supposed to speak. So we should not have any hope that we'll have some sort of truth escaping from the mouths of these people. And that's why increasingly I advise your viewers to ignore mainstream media and to follow alternative media and channels like yourself, your channel, Danny, and all the other channels that we know. This is, I think, where we should be promoting alternative media. We should be ignoring mainstream media on X, elsewhere, and shunning, by the way, I should also point this out, that Meta is helping the Israeli regime target people. So my advice is for people to delete their Instagram and WhatsApp accounts in protest. I don't have Instagram because my account was closed a long time ago. I will hopefully close my WhatsApp account soon, but because I'm in contact with journalists, it's difficult for me to do it now. But big tech in the United States is deeply involved in the slaughter. And my general advice to people is just to boycott anything American as far as possible.
Yeah, we heard that Grossi said that IAEA has not seen evidence that Iran is pursuing a nuclear weapon program. And what is going on with IAEA? Because they coming out every day, they say something that can provide, that can help the rhetoric on the part of Netanyahu and right now Trump. He tries to do everything to escalate the situation. But then he comes out and says something different. What's going on with IAEA? Your understanding on that?
Nima, if you go back and look at WikiLeaks, people can use DeepSeek very quickly to find it. The previous head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Amano, who was Japanese, when he was a candidate to become the head of the organization, he told Americans that I will be with you on all the key issues. I'm in your camp, so that he could get elected. The International Atomic Energy Agency is a body, an organization, like all international bodies that were created after the Second World War, dominated by the West, controlled by the West. On the board, you have more than half of the members in the board of governors are Western. So when you look at the vote, so it's not a the Board of Governors is not a technical body. It's a political body. And so out of the 35 members, 17 are North American and European. And so they at with South Korea, Japan, which are on their camp, and Argentina, which you know quite well, where that crazy president of theirs stands, they got 20 votes to censure Iran. The 15 votes that did not vote for this declaration or this statement were all Global South countries. And the vast majority of the global population, China, Russia, India, and the others, they did not vote for this. So, the current head of the IAEA, he's in the American camp too. So when he says these statements, it shows how dishonest the United States is, how dishonest the Western media is. And of course, Netanyahu and Trump are at the very height of dishonesty. They're two sides of the same coin. So no one should believe that the International Atomic Energy Agency is just a bunch of technical experts. In fact, the technical experts have never found any sign that Iran is moving towards a nuclear weapon. And one other point that I should make is that Netanyahu, since 1992, I think, he has constantly, in 1992, he said Iran is 3 years away from a nuclear weapon. And since then, he's been saying Iran is months away, weeks away, a couple of years away. This has been 32 years. Western media knows this. All they have to do is use DeepSeek or something else, and they'll see it. It's not something difficult to figure out. But Western media, every time he lies, they'll repeat it. And you saw also Trump, how he rejected Tulsi Gabbard, who represents the U.S. intelligence. She said just a month ago, a couple of months ago, that Iran is not seeking nuclear weapons. But he says, I don't care what she says. So this has nothing to do with nuclear weapons. It never has had anything to do with nuclear weapons. This has always been about Iran's independence and Iran's support for Palestine. And this has been the reason why, since the revolution, the United States has always hated Iran and Iran's allies. Otherwise, the United States has excellent relations with all the other countries in the region, except for Yemen, of course. Why? Because they're all in the American camp.
Here is what Washington Post reported, that Israel will only be able to maintain shooting down Iranian ballistic missiles for 10 or 12 more days if Iran maintains its attack level. What's the evaluation on the part of Iranians? What do they say about it? And are they going to escalate? Are they going to increase the level of attacks? Because that would be devastating for Israelis and their air defense system.
I think the Iranians are playing mind games with the Israeli regime, and that they are changing tactics, but also the Iranians are trying to force the Israelis and the Americans to spend all their anti-missile missiles. So this is not just Israelis. The Americans are carrying real weight here. They're doing the heavy lifting right now. And so the Americans and the Israelis, they're firing everything they have, and soon they'll run out of ammunition. So the Iranians are trying to push them to keep spending that ammunition. And at the same time, Iran is completely prepared for a potential American strike. If the United States makes a strike against Iran, a direct strike, all hell will break loose in this region. And that will bring down the global economy. Nima, the world will change. It will be very tragic for the world, but Iran will have no option, especially since Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, the Emirates, and all these others, they have U.S. bases. They'll be complicit. And the Americans, if they launch an attack on Iran, those countries will be partners in these crimes. So if Trump makes the catastrophic, the foolish and catastrophic mistake of attacking Iran, that will end his presidency, because already we're seeing Americans turning against the war.
As time goes by, and I follow the Iranian domestic media, it shows that how the intelligence is just capturing it, just finding these people who are collaborating with Israel in Iran, and they're sending a lot of making and sending a lot of drones to attack various parts of Iran. It seems that as time goes by, these people who are inside Iran and trying to help Israel, they're going to go weaker, and Israel is not even capable to maintain the level of activities or the level of attacks that they're doing right now.
That is true, although some of the drones come from Syria, some of the drones come from northern Iraq. The popular mobilization forces and others are seeking out these terrorists. It is said that some of the drones come from the Republic of Azerbaijan, many of the drones also come from inside Iran. And so intelligence agencies are working, but also the public is very active. From my understanding, the public has been basically doing more than the police and the intelligence agencies. They've been discovering people across the country. So lots of people have been arrested. Many of them, unfortunately, foreign nationals from Afghanistan, for example. That doesn't, of course, reflect upon the bulk of the Afghan community in Iran. There are millions of Afghan refugees in the country. But ISIS and Al-Qaeda, as you know, are partners with the United States and Israel, just like they would have been in Syria and in Iraq, and in Libya, and in Afghanistan and elsewhere. So obviously in Iran, they're partners with Israel and the United States. They are capturing a lot of these networks, and hopefully we'll see a rapid decline in the number of terrorist attacks using drones.
What is the evaluation of the Iranian army today? Do they really believe that the Arab states would join, and somehow, so far we didn't see that they're willing to join the Israeli attack on Iran, but they're somehow collaborating or helping Israel and the United States. But the evaluation on the part of Iranian, what does it show to us? Does it show that after all, they're going to join, they're going to participate in the attacks?
The assumption in Iran is that since Trump is a sinister and deceitful and dishonest person, that what he says is irrelevant. And the assumption is that he's going to attack. And therefore, the Iranians are prepared for war with the United States. Remember, the night before the Israeli regime carried out this act of aggression and war, and began murdering Iranians on the first night, Trump pretended that he wanted peace. But then the very next day, he basically said he supported it, he knew it all along, he was helping the Israelis, and that's exactly what he was doing. So we don't trust anything that Trump says, but the armed forces of Iran are fully prepared. Iran's capabilities alongside the Persian Gulf are extremely strong. Iran has underground missile and drone bases across, alongside the Persian Gulf, in the Persian Gulf. And Iran does not need long-range missiles. Iran has hundreds of thousands of short-range missiles and drones that can strike targets across the Persian Gulf literally in a couple of minutes. They cannot be downed. They cannot be tracked. They'll just come in too fast. And the Persian Gulf is not very wide. So the Iranians have been preparing themselves for two decades, and now's the day. If Trump attacks, he will hit a brick wall. And the Iranians have promised to make sure that the United States suffers much greater harm than the Iranians suffer. And Nima, again, this is not about Iran. This is about Iran's nuclear program. This is all about Iran's support for Palestine. All of this is the fact that Iran and Yemen are the only two countries that care about the Palestinian people. Everyone else there in the American camp. Qatar is in the American camp. That's where CENTCOM is based. So no one should be fooled by the real role that, for example, Al Jazeera plays. In fact, when the war in Lebanon began, I was in Beirut, and I went there as soon as the fighting started to help with media. And also I took a bit of aid, but it was mostly to help with me. And I was invited on Al Jazeera. And right before me was the Al Jazeera reporter who they sent to Beirut. And she, as the Israelis were bombing apartment blocks and bringing them down, she was bad-mouthing Iran, saying how evil Iran is, how they violate women's rights, which has nothing to do with the airstrikes. That is Al Jazeera. And then I came on and I criticized her and said, you know, what does this have to do with anything? So these, and of course, the head of TRT, just a while back, when he said, last year, I think, he said, we're going to start TRT Persian to teach Iran a lesson or something like that. The footage is online. It's there for everyone to see. So these are, and Erdogan, of course, is doing business and trade and transporting oil to Netanyahu. So, you know, it's Iran. It's Iran and Yemen and some resistance groups that are steadfast in supporting the Palestinian people who are suffering from genocide.
What are the main points to be considered to get back?
They have ordered me, Nima, the guard here is telling me that I have to leave the building.
Okay, got it.
This is an evacuated building, Nima. I'm only here because this is the only place I can get this done. I have to leave because he's responsible for the building. He's the guard, okay. And there's no one else here.
Okay. Take care, Professor Marandi. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.